I can't hear a word I'm saying. Can you? Oh, there we go. Oh, perfect. All right. There we go. Hey! Welcome, Truth Seekers. It is I, your friendly investigative citizen journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow from bradblog.com, Brad Friedman, in for Mike Malloy all week long. Well, sort of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then it's Thanksgiving and some best of Mike in case you're sick of me or you miss him. He'll be back next week. Until then, you got me broadcasting live from the left coast in the beautiful downtown Burbank in the studios of K-Talk AM 1150. Glad you could join us here tonight and hope you will participate in the show in any way possible. We've got a chat room over at bradblog.com that I hope you will jump into and say hello. A lot of good people there. You don't even need to sign up. You just go over there. You find the chat room. It's the top item. You find it. You jump in. You say hi to everybody. And you can badmouth me all you like there. You can also badmouth me all you like on the Twitters at the Brad Blog. That's who I am over there. And finally, our phone number tonight and this week is 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. Going to try to keep as much time open as I can this week, as I usually do. I usually try. And then I fail to keep the lines open, keep as much time open as possible for calls. But I'm going to try it this week because I'm going to stay happy this week. Because, you know, we've gotten through an election. You people are all exhausted after this 2 years of elections. I'm exhausted. So we're going to keep everything live and upbeat tonight. So let's see. Tonight, what's first up on the schedule here? All 3 hours tonight, we're going to be talking about the Benghazi scandal. That's right. We're going to cover it from every angle possible and find out if it's really time to impeach President Obama. No, we're not going to talk about that because you know what? There's no scandal. We're going to actually talk about that tomorrow night. I'm going to have Charles Johnson on from Little Green Footballs to explain to us what the hell the wing nuts, at least John McCain, who didn't used to be a wing nut, but clearly he is now, what he has his panties in a bunch about concerning Benghazi, because Charles Johnson knows he used to be one of them. He was, pardon my saying so, Charles, in case you're listening, he was a wing nut. As of 2001, after the 9/11 attacks, he was with those people. Now those people hate him because finally, he realized that they were all nuts, and he's been just the best as far as calling them out on their nutsiness. And he'll be joining us tomorrow night on the show. Today all 3 hours are going to be about the General Petraeus sex scandal, nonstop, top to bottom. No, we're not going to talk about that either. Why? Because I don't care. I just don't care, and I suspect neither do you. No, what we're going to talk about is the terrific deals that you're going to get on Friday, Black Friday, at Walmart that you can't find anywhere else. No, actually, we're not going to talk about that either because I don't care about that and because Walmart folks are going on strike. Or something, which I hope they do. So we will see how that goes on Friday. We actually may end up talking about exactly that. No, what we are going to be talking about is stuff that matters, but hopefully stuff that's fun and enjoyable And where's my notes here? Ah, yeah. Howie Klein will be joining us in the next hour from Down with Tyranny to tell us what we can look forward to in the next Congress next year. Howie knows more about what actually goes on in Congress and what actually goes on with House members and the Senate and the Progressive Caucus and the New Democratic Caucus and the Blue Dog Democrat Caucus than anybody else. And he'll tell us if we can actually look forward to what's going to happen as of January of this year. Everything okay, Tom? Yeah, so? Okay. All right. Should I go into my topic here or should we take a quick break? Too early for break? Okay. Good, because that's fine. Where do we have here? This I want to get right to, because here's what I actually want to talk about. And we are going to take some calls this hour. We're going to have a quiz called Whose Ox Is Gored? And you're going to tell me whether it's a Democrat or a Republican making a comment about the 2000 presidential election in Florida, or a Democrat or Republican making a comment about the 2012 election in Florida, specifically in the Allen West-Patrick Murphy race in Florida 18. Before I get to that and explain what the hell I'm talking about, and this is, by the way, led to my being called a right-wing nut job recently on the Twitters. So I'm a right-wing nut job here. You'll find out why in a minute. And by the way, Newsbusters, if you're listening, I saw you guys are these right-wing, pretending to be, what is this, exposing and combating liberal media bias. When you find any, let me know where to find it, Newsbusters. But Tim Graham over there was beating up today on my friend Nicole Sandler, who sits in for Randy Rhodes every now and again. And apparently, because, Nicole had a run-in with Alan West. She was at an event of his, because he is actually, or he was, her representative, Congressman Alan West. And she ended up getting arrested because she was asking some questions. And she was run out of there. She was arrested. She ended up spending the night in jail. She got maced or tear gassed or whatever the hell it was, pepper sprayed. And Tim Graham of Newsbusters picked on her because she was happy that Alan West appears to be leaving, appears to have been defeated in the election 2 weeks ago. So, she was celebrating that. But what Tim Graham didn't notice is that Nicole Sandler had me on a few days ago on both her own show, RadioOrNot.com, and on Randy Rhodes' show to talk about the Florida 18 election and to talk about the fact that Alan West appears to have gotten screwed by the electronic voting systems down there, by the tabulation systems down there. And I'll give you some details about that in a minute. But, I just want to go to bat for Nicole here. She had me on twice on her own show and on Randy. She agreed with me that, in fact, Alan West and his supporters and, frankly, Patrick Murphy, the Democrat, who appears to be beating Alan West, deserve to have a full hand count of all paper ballots in all three counties in the Florida 18 race. She went to bat for Alan West. So, Tim Graham, you forgot to mention that in your article, beating up on her for some odd reason because she called Alan West a name and said that John McCain was an old fart. Which, by the way, John McCain is. Did you not know that? Sweet Tim Graham. Maybe I should have Tim Graham on the show. Do you think he'll want to come on? I hope he's listening tonight, though, because I'm going to teach him a lesson or two. All right. When we come back, I will explain this entire Florida 18 mess to you, and I will explain it to the right-wingers who are out there writing. Here's an article from some right-wing dive today. Stalin would be proud of the St. Lucie County Board of Elections. They're his kind of crooks, say the right-wingers, who are claiming the election is being stolen. They have no evidence for that, mind you. They just want to say the election is being stolen by the Democrats or by the supervisor of elections in St. Lucie County, Florida, who, by the way, is in jail. She's in the hospital now. I don't know if it's due to the pressure that she's under right now. Look, right-wingers, I'm on your side if you want a real count of the ballots, but if you're going to claim the election was stolen, you better have some evidence to back it up. And so far, you guys ain't got none. All right, when we come back, I'm going to talk about, I'll give you an idea of what the hell I'm actually talking about here. You're listening to Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Sense is a little whack and my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket.
There we go. All right. Broadcasting tonight almost from Beverly Hills. This is the Mike Malloy Show. Glad you could join us. Stop on by the bradblog.com chat room and say hello. Folks are beginning to pile in there, asking me some questions about, Anonymous and stuff like that. Maybe I'll talk about that tonight. But first, before I do, I want to make sure that everyone understands what the hell is going on in Florida. Because this is important. Okay, here's what's not going on in Florida. This is from some right-wing site called CoachIsRight.com. Some woman named Suzanne Iavaldi, staff writer. Headline, Stalin would be proud of the St. Lucie County Board of Elections. They're his kind of crooks. As reports flood the web about massive voter fraud in the presidential election. Yeah, there's no massive voter fraud in the presidential election. A statewide appeal in Florida is going out today to all Tea Party members, conservatives, and independents to contact Governor Rick Scott to urge him to not certify election results in tomorrow's deadline. Florida's U.S. 18th congressional race is still up for grabs because reportedly, now this is interesting, the Golden Gate Precinct number 93, a mobile home park on the border with St. Lucie and Martin counties, had some 900 votes cast, with only 7 people registered to vote. That's interesting. Haven't heard anything about it other than at this right-wing site, so I'll look forward to looking into that. However, the next paragraph shows us that this is not really a reputable site. She says, an overnight flash email is stating that, quote, in St. Lucie County, Florida, there were 175,574 registered eligible voters, but 247,713 votes cast. Volunteer recount watchers yesterday were upset when the delayed canvassing board recount missed the noon Sunday deadline and Patrick Murphy was named the winner. Okay, well, let me help you out there for a start. 175,000 eligible voters, but 247,000 votes cast. No, that's not actually what happened. If you bother to go to the St. Lucie County website, this is the Florida 18th race between crazy right-wing but still owed a fair election, Congressman Alan West. If you go over to the St. Lucie, Lucie County, Florida website, you will see the explanation of those numbers. Yes, they have 175,000 registered eligible voters, but the 247,000 votes cast is not what it says on the election night report. What it says is 247 cards counted, meaning the state of Florida, or at least the St. Lucie County, had a double ballot. They had a two-page ballot. And the way the crappy electronic voting systems, electronic tabulation systems used in St. Lucie County work, they count each page as a quote-unquote card. Okay? So there's not twice as many people voting as are eligible in St. Lucie County. That thing about the trailer park, I know nothing about it, but my guess is it turns out to be nonsense. But we'll see. So there's no evidence of massive voter fraud going on. There is no evidence that St. Lucie County is attempting to steal the election for Democrat Patrick Murphy, to steal it away from Alan West. On the other hand, Alan West deserves a proper count of the ballots, not just in St. Lucie County, but also in Palm Beach County and Martin County. Those three counties in Florida make up the new Florida 18th district. Now, on election night, there were some 330,000 votes tallied. And the Democrat, Murphy, was ahead of Alan West by about 2,400 votes that night. Now, in each of the three counties, they use paper ballots. But in each of the three counties, they use three different types of voting machines, all made by companies that their voting machines just don't work. Diebold, ES&S, and Sequoia. As a matter of fact, Sequoia, the Sequoia machines in Palm Beach County, one of the three here, actually mistabulated three different elections earlier this year. We reported it on this show. It named losing candidates to be the winners. And fortunately, you had an election supervisor in Palm Beach County who bothered to count a few of the paper ballots by hand after the election, and she found out that, in fact, the machines got it wrong. And the race was eventually solved when they did a 100% hand count of all the paper ballots in Palm Beach County. Now, there has been no such hand count in Palm Beach County in the Florida 18 race. There's been no hand count in Martin County. There's been no hand count in St. Lucie County. However, last Sunday, not yesterday, but a week ago Sunday, they retallied 3 days' worth of early voting ballots through the Diebold OpScan machine for reasons that they did not explain. There was quote-unquote issues with the memory cards, they said, on election night when they initially counted them. So they counted the ballots again, at least 3 days of early voting ballots, and 800 ballots disappeared. 800 votes disappeared. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's not some right-wing loon website reporting that. 800 votes seem to have disappeared entirely, and there's no real good explanation for it. In the bargain, Patrick Murphy, the Democrat, lost about 500 votes. Alan West, the right-wing Tea Party Republican, lost about 100-something votes. And so Murphy lost 600-something votes. In the bargain, Alan West gained about 500 votes. His margin now behind the Democrat was under 2,000 votes. It was about 1,900 votes, just outside of the margin that would have triggered a state recount. 0.5% is what will trigger a state recount, but he had 0.58%. But 800 votes disappeared, and we don't know why. Now, are you worried yet? Do you think all votes should be counted by hand in St. Lucie County? I do, because there's more to this story, which I will get to right after this. You're listening to Brad on the Mike Malloy Show.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail.
Nicely done, Tony. I asked Tony to play happy music and, if possible, music that had names of places in it for no reason at all. The happy music is just to keep me happy. The names of places, no reason, just felt like it. So well done, Tony. Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike. Okay, if you would like to play Whose Ox Is Gored, give us a call at 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. I have no prizes to give you because I got nothing. But we will give you fame and fortune over the radio by letting you play Whose Ox Is Gored. And you will find out what I mean in a moment. Okay, we were talking about this Florida 18 race that is still ongoing, that has still not been certified by the state of Florida, where the Democrat Patrick Murphy, and I may have to start putting Democrat in quotes, by the way, because Well, Howie Klein is going to join us in the next hour to talk about that. But the Democrat, the guy with the D by his name, Patrick Murphy, is said to be, was said as of election night to be leading by just 2,400 votes out of 330,000 votes cast. And then a week ago Sunday, they recounted part of the early voting ballots because of a machine malfunction, a memory card malfunction. On the Diebold paper ballot optical scan systems. And, in fact, they found when they recounted the same ballots with the same machines, at least a small subsection of them, they found that they were only off by about 800 votes. 800 votes disappeared. Okay, so that narrowed the margin to 1,900. Now, Alan West, who is crazy, who may actually be certifiably insane, but he and his supporters still deserve to know if he actually won or lost. And by the way, Patrick Murphy's supporters still deserve to know if he actually won or lost before he goes to Congress and serves under a cloud of suspicion. And the only way to do that is to count all of the paper ballots by hand in all three of the Florida 18 counties. Well, West apparently and his terrible lawyers apparently don't know that. Instead, they went to court last week to try to get a judge in St. Lucie County to recount all of the early voting ballots in St. Lucie County. Not the absentee ballots, not the election day ballots, but all of the early voting ballots for some reason. When they counted 3 days worth of them, 800 disappeared. So now he wants to count the rest of them. Why not all the ballots? Why not all three counties? We don't know. I suspect it's because West has idiots for lawyers. Anyway, the judge turned him down, said, nope, you can't, that's not up to me, a judge to order, that's got to come through the county. This was on Friday, and the canvassing board was meeting to discuss exactly that. And after a seven-hour marathon meeting of the canvass board last Friday, they decided, okay, we'll go ahead and retabulate all of the paper ballots from early voting. Again, not from absentee, not from Election Day, not from any of the other two counties, but from St. Lucie County only, early voting ballots only. They would run the same ballots through the same voting machines, optical scan systems that don't work, the same ones that didn't count the same ballots the same way twice previously. They're going to now run them all through, and they did. All day long on Saturday, they ran them back through the optical scans, and then for the first part of the morning on Sunday, they ran them through the optical scans, and oh yes, did I mention they also found 300 ballots on Friday that had not been counted at all previously. Tony, my engineer, is just doing a face palm. 306 ballots that hadn't been counted at all. So now they ran them all through all the optical scan machines again. Who knows if the optical scan machines got them right or wrong? But they counted them again. And this time, Murphy, the Democrat, picked up 274 votes, and West gained only 32. So this worked against him, because in the end, Murphy's lead increased by 242 votes. Now Murphy is ahead by more than 2,000 votes, which isn't a lot. It's about 0.59%. It's not a lot. But it's just outside the margin that would trigger an automatic recount in the state of Florida. And all of these results must be reported by noon on Sunday. The county says that they were. Both campaigns said that they were not reported on time. And in the state of Florida, if they're not reported on time, believe it or not, they just go with whatever the other guys, with whatever the last results they were, whatever they had. Either way, Murphy would still be the winner, according to these computer-reported results that are either right or wrong. Nobody knows! And oh, by the way, those Diebold optical scan machines that couldn't count the same ballots the same way twice in St. Lucie County are also used in 34 other states around the country. This is insane. And by the way, it has made the Democrats insane. Now, I, you know, people who know me, despite the guy on Twitter who said I was a right-wing nut job for talking about this, people who know me know that I, you know, have no interest in Alan West. I'd be delighted if he was never seen in Congress again. But the man deserves a proper vote. His supporters deserve a proper vote, a proper count, a transparent count, one that we can know is accurate and transparent. And the only way we get that is with a hand count of all paper ballots. Patrick Murphy, the Democrat, he deserves a fair and transparent count. His supporters don't deserve to be told that they are stealing the election, as the right-wingers are already doing without evidence. Count the goddamn ballots. Count them by hand, count them publicly, and then we know who won and we know who lost. This was something that Democrats used to pretend to care about back in 2000 during the Florida election. Oh, yeah, you want to play Whose Ox Got Gored? Whose Ox Is Gored? 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. Because now, give me a call. It's an easy game to play. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to read you a quote, and you're going to tell me whether it's a quote from a Democrat or a Republican, and if it's from the Florida election presidential election battle in 2000 or the Florida election battle in 2012, the Alan West Patrick Murphy race. Because the Democrats have now switched sides, apparently, with Republicans. Apparently, the Democrats now want no more counting. They don't want anybody to count it. Patrick Murphy is the winner. Everybody stop counting. They've counted it once. They've counted it twice. Stop counting. Now, mind you, they haven't counted it at all. They've put these paper ballots through electronic tabulators that don't count the same votes the same way twice. That lost 800 votes in St. Lucie County. And down in Palm Beach County, which is also part of Florida 18, those same machines mistabulated three different races last March, announcing losing candidates to be the winner. And the only way they knew that was by doing a hand count. Now, does anybody care? Does anybody think this is a problem? Or am I just a right-wing nut job because I'm pointing this out? I'm not pointing this out to fight for Alan. Well, 877, if you want to play Whose Ox Is Gored, 877-520-1150. Give us a call. We got a bunch of open lines here. 877-520-1150. This is not because I want Alan West to win. This is because I believe in election integrity. This is because, as I've told you year after year, it's not about right and left, it's about right and wrong. This is because, and this, wake up, Democrats, this is the part you need to pay attention to. This is because when it is your candidate who is down by just 2,000 votes out of 330,000 votes cast, and the Republicans are calling you crazy, the Republicans are calling you sore losers, sour grapes, conspiracy theorists, the Republicans are telling you, oh, we've already counted these ballots, when really we've only run them through systems that either count them right or wrong. When they're telling you that, when they're calling you partisans for wanting a transparent count, you'll be able to say, no, I was in favor of a transparent count in the case of Alan West. Crazy Alan West, crazy right-wing Alan West. I went to bat for him because he, too, deserves a transparent count. He, too, deserves to know if he won or lost the election. And, frankly, we all deserve to know whether these electronic tabulators work. And the news is they don't. Going to take a quick break and come back. If you want to get in and play Whose Ox Is Gored, I'd love for you to call 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150. If you don't want to play, I'll play with myself. You're listening to Brad right here on the Mike Malloy Show. Stay tuned. Listen to the king of the guitar. Is that what it says?
King of surf guitar.
Okay. All right. Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. All right, we're going to play Whose Ox Is Gored. If you'd like to get in, 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. It's a very simple game. I'm going to read a quote to you, and you're going to tell me if it's from Florida 2000, talking about the presidential election debacle when they wouldn't allow Al Gore to count the ballots in 2000 in Florida, or is it about the Florida 2012 election debacle in Florida 18, the House U.S. House race between Alan West and Patrick Murphy, where the Republican is behind, and it's the Democrat who doesn't want anybody to count the votes. 877-520-1150. All right, let's go to Kevin. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, good evening, Brad. You said something about Whose Ox Got Al Gored.
Yeah, Whose Ox Got Al Gored, and would you like to play?
Sure.
Okay, there's no prizes here. We just want to see if you can get this right. All right, do we have some theme music? Oh, there we go. Okay. All right, turn it down a little bit there so I can hear. But all right, Kevin, here we go. Who said this? Was it a Republican or a Democrat? And was it in 2000 or 2012? Quote, "It's not about me. It's about assuring these people that they have a fair electoral process. If people start to lose their trust and confidence in their vote, that's the beginning of the end of a republic." Was that was that a Republican or a Democrat first?
I would bet a Republican, and I would bet 2012.
Okay, well, it was Al Gore, a Democrat, and it was in 2000. I'm sorry, Kevin. But you know what? Because we like you, we'll give you one more chance, all right? Here's the next quote, and you can call in, get into Whose Ox Is Gored, 877-520-1150. All right, here's another chance. "It is important for the integrity of our democracy to make sure that every vote is counted, especially in a close election, because the foundation of our constitutional self-government is the consent of the governed." Was that a Republican or a Democrat, and was it Florida 2000 or Florida 2012?
I'd say Florida 2012.
You are correct. And was it a Republican or a Democrat?
Republican.
You are right. Absolutely. Well done, Kevin. That was Alan West sounding exactly like Al Gore back in 2000, yep. Back when Democrats used to care about, counting ballots and stuff. But now apparently they're not so interested. Okay, Kevin, well done. Thank you very much. There is no prize, unfortunately. But did you have any other thoughts before we let you go? By the way, 877, if you want to get in, we've got a few more minutes, 877-520-1150. Any other thoughts, Kevin?
Yeah, I firmly believe there was election fraud or whatever name you want to use in this election.
Yeah.
But I think the overwhelming number of people that came out overwhelmed those efforts because they can only do it so much without it being obvious. I don't have a lot of sympathy for Alan West because back in 2000, Alan West didn't have a lot of sympathy for the fact that it was the Democrats that lost the election because of the voter miscount.
Well, that's right. Republicans never used to care about whether votes were actually counted unless it's their own race. And the problem is that appears to also be the case for Democrats, and you'll pardon me, but I find that pretty lame.
Oh, yeah, I would support a recount for Alan West. It's just that I also would support a recount in 2000. I also would support paper ballots that are counted by hand.
Well, good. Thank you. And I would, and tell that to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the DNC, who says Alan West doesn't deserve to have these ballots counted. Kevin, I got to run. Good to hear from you, my friend. Thanks for touching base. 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. Okay, Tony, until we get someone else who wants to play Whose Ox Is Gored, would you like to play?
Sure.
Okay. You got some music for yourself?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here we go. Well done. All right. Someone said, "The vote has been counted and then recounted. He was the winner of the vote. He was also the winner of the recount. The other campaign wants to keep recounting until it likes the result." Was that a Republican or a Democrat? And was it Florida 2000 or Florida 2012?
Democrat 2000?
That, I'm sorry, that was a Republican. Yeah, a Republican in 2000 who said the vote has been counted and recounted. He was the winner of the vote. He was also the winner of the recount. Sounds very similar, though, doesn't it? To well, here's the other question. All right, Mark, you're in to play?
Yes, I want to play.
All right, here we go. Here's one for you.
Okay.
Give her the music. Here's another quote.
Good sound.
Isn't it good?
Yeah.
The votes were counted on Election Day, recounted, and this would be the third time many of these votes have been counted. You can't keep counting until you get the answer you like. Was that a Republican or a Democrat? Was it Florida 2000 or Florida 2012?
Ooh, that's a tough one, Johnny.
Yeah.
I'd like to call a friend on this one.
There is no lifeline here, Margo.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Republican in 2000.
That was a, let's see, Murphy spokesperson, Aaron Moffat. I'm sorry, that was the Republicans, that was the Democrat spokesperson in 2012. So you're only half right. Can you give her a... There you go. All right,
disappointed.
So, yeah, well, smartly half done, Margo.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, of course, Margo Paez, our super-duper associate producer. Do we have, we got a couple callers. Let me go to Jeremy. Let's see, he wants to play Whose Ox Is Gord. Hey, Jeremy, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, Brad.
All right, you ready to play Whose Ox Is Gord?
Yes, I am.
And you understand the rules of the game, right?
Yes.
Okay, now you can do it, Tony. There we go. All right, here is a quote. Quote, I can certainly understand the pain and the frustration of losing an election so very, very narrowly, but it's time to honor the will of the people for the healing and uniting and governing to begin. This election must be brought to a conclusion.
That was 2000. That was a Democrat.
That was 2000, and that was James Baker, George W. Bush's attorney. So, sorry about that. Yeah, that was just, he got it wrong. We got it wrong. Okay. Oh, no, you're right, though. He was half right because it was 2000. All right, so you got part of it. All right, last question before we got to go to a break here. Jeremy, one more for you, a consolation question. Quote, it's kind of like a football game. There are rules that have to be followed. The fact that someone lost 21-19, however heartbreaking that might be, doesn't change the fact that it is a loss and that he lost this race. Who said that? A Republican or a Democrat in 2000 and 2012?
I want to say that was probably a Republican in 2012.
That was Democrat Patrick Murphy's attorney, Sean Dominick. But it was in 2012.
Hey, there we go. 50-50, I guess.
So you got a 50-50 right. Hey, Jeremy, I appreciate you playing Whose Ox Is Gord? Thank you, brother. All right, we're going to come back with Howie Klein and talk about what we can look forward to in the Congress in the days ahead. But the point is, when it comes to elections, when it comes to elections, if you're a Republican who's losing or a Democrat who's losing, you want to count the votes. And if you're winning, you don't want to count them. I want to count them all, and I think it's about time. You're listening to Brad on the Mike Malloy Show.